Greater Manchester is set to receive up to £529 million to support the construction of new affordable homes. The funding forms part of the government's new national housing programme and is expected to help deliver around 4,400 social and affordable homes across the region. The investment is intended to increase the supply of secure and affordable housing for families struggling with rising housing costs. In Stockport, there is an important change coming to blue bin collections. Stockport Council plans to return collections of paper and cardboard to a fortnightly service, ending the current monthly collection schedule. The change is expected to be introduced before Christmas. For now, residents should continue following their existing collection dates until the council publishes the new calendars. Meanwhile, Reddish North Railway Station is set for a major £6 million accessibility upgrade. The project will include two new lifts, providing step-free access to the platforms. There will also be improved lighting and additional CCTV cameras. The station is expected to remain open while the work is carried out, with completion currently planned for summer 2027. There is good news following an appeal to find a missing 13-year-old boy from Stockport. James had been reported missing after he was last seen in the Portwood area on Monday evening. Greater Manchester Police have confirmed that he has now been found safe and well by officers in Merseyside. Police have thanked members of the public who shared the appeal and provided information. And finally, a 24-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to several serious charges relating to an alleged incident near Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester. The charges include the alleged rape of a 17-year-old girl and intentional strangulation. The defendant entered his pleas at Manchester Crown Court and remains in custody while the legal proceedings continue. As the case is ongoing, we will not comment further on the allegations. That's your local news update for Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2026.